Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An angel conveys our durood to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel at my grave. He has given him the ability to hear the speech of the entire creation. Until the day of Qiyamah, there will be no person who sends durood upon me except that this angel delivers to me the durood of this person with his name and his father's name, saying, 'The son of so and so person has sent the durood upon you.'" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, "In reward for every blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 mercies upon that person." Another hadith sharif mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted one of the angels the power to hear the speech of the whole creation. This angel will remain at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's qabr until the day of Qiyamah. Whenever someone sends durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this angel mentions that person by name with his father's name, informing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this person has sent durood upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he shall send 10 blessings upon the person who sends one durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also reported to have said, "Whoever sends durood upon me during the day or night, during the day or night of Friday," meaning commencing from Thursday after Maghrib until Friday before Maghrib, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he appoints an angel to convey it to me in his end gifts to one another." Rasulullah hears the durood at his qabr. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Whoever sends durood upon me by my qabr, I hear his durood, and whenever durood is sent upon me from a distance, then it is brought to me." Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to increase in durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah.